This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Voters in 11 counties next week are being asked to say yes or no to the idea of breaking away from the rest of Colorado. While Moffat County would hypothetically become part of Wyoming, 10 counties in the northeastern part of the state would join to form a new state of North Colorado. I'm talking with Weld County Commissioner Sean Conway, who's been a leading voice of the movement. Now, as of right now, about 10% of Colorado voters, many in rural areas, have sent in their ballots already. Are you encouraged by that early turnout?
I am. The early indication is that there seems to be greater participation this year, particularly in those 11 counties. I get all sorts of questions and comments, both pro and con, about the whole issue. But it certainly has sparked a lot of conversation and made, quite frankly, what was going to be a rather dull election year kind of interesting.
Right. So you've had the summer and early fall to make the case. It's on ballots in 11 counties, and now it's in the hands of the people. So what happens if the people say no?
Well, if the people say no, they've given us clear direction that this is a path they don't want us to further pursue, and we won't. Even if this vote is unsuccessful in some or all of the counties next Tuesday, we've made huge progress over the summer months and the fall months in terms of pointing out what essentially started this, and that is a disconnect. And how do we resolve that problem? We're now at the point where everybody, including the governor now, who previously didn't acknowledge the problem, acknowledges the problem. Legislative leaders acknowledge the problem. I have no regrets at all in terms of this, because I think this was festering out there. I think that this allows people who feel disenfranchised in a representative form of government to express those feelings. And I think, you know, the very fact that the governor was here in Greeley last week saying, you know, we probably haven't listened very well. We're going to be here more often. We're going to be more attentive to the needs of rural Colorado. This movement's been hugely successful in making that happen.
What happens if it does pass in some counties, but not all?
Well, I think we're going to have to look at which counties passed it. Mm-hmm. One of the requirements is that any new state has to be contiguous. We can't have little islands. There's going to be a geographical requirement. I think the other thing that will happen is I think a lot of counties are sitting on the sidelines right now saying, let's see what happens on Tuesday. And if it does pass in these 11 counties, as one county commissioner told me recently, you aren't leaving us behind. So I think you will see additional counties decide to become part of this. The first thing we'll probably do is sit down late next week after the vote and lay out our steps going forward to bringing this to the General Assembly in January.
Now, what happens if voters don't approve it at all in any counties? Do you plan to try this again, or will you pursue a different approach?
No, I think we have been working on other solutions, we believe, to address this problem. One is what has been commonly known as the Phillips County idea, which is the changing the representation in one of the two houses.
And so there that's based more on geography and not right. on just population. So,
similar to the national legislature, like the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives right. at the congressional level, where you have one body based on population and one body based on landmass. There are also other ideas that I think will be pursued. But the idea that if the voters in these 11 counties say no, we don't want you to pursue this path, I think that was the message that we were asking our voters to give us some direction. Do you think this is a good idea? Do you think it's worth pursuing? And if it's not, we're not going to continue to push a circle into a square peg. We will honor the wishes of the voters and move on to other ideas that we think will solve the problem. The problem doesn't go away. Whether we approve this next Tuesday or the voters disapprove it next Tuesday, the problem still exists and we have to solve the problem.
Sean Conway, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.
That was Weld County Commissioner Sean Conway discussing the 51st state movement. Voters in 11 counties will decide its fate in Tuesday's election. We've been following the movement since its early days. You'll find more interviews and stories at our website, kunc.org.